A law passed by the 2013 Arkansas General Assembly, Act 746, is being lauded by gun advocates as allowing the open carry of firearms in public places. They've been nominally supported by a few district prosecutors and local law enforcement agencies, but Attorney General Dustin McDaniel and the state police say the law means open carry is still illegal. Felicia Epps, the associate dean at the UALR Bowen School of Law, says the issue of legislative intent is paramount when a law generates varied interpretations.
When a law goes before a court for a court to interpret it and apply it, what they're ultimately after is what was the intent of the legislature in enacting that law. First, they're going to look at the text of the law, what is actually said, to try and glean from that what was the intent of the legislature.
But it may be the case legislators voting on the bill had a different interpretation than what a plain reading of the bill might reveal. The question is whether or not the legislature unintentionally legalized open carry.
To us, it was more of a cleanup bill and more of a making it more clear that if you're traveling and you have a firearm with you and you're concerned, the last thing you're thinking about is whether or not you're opening carry or not.
Republican Senator John Woods voted for the bill and sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which approved the bill.
To us, it wasn't necessarily an open carry bill.
Woods co-sponsored a different bill that started and failed in the House that would have directly approved the open carry of handguns. Since the bill passed, Woods and his colleagues, like Republican Senator and Judiciary Committee Chair Jeremy Hutchinson, say they read the law differently now.
Toward the end of the act, there's a provision that says it would only be unlawful to carry a weapon, and it doesn't distinguish between open carry or concealed carry, only if you plan to do something unlawful with it. Otherwise, it seems just a plain reading of the language. Seems like every other carry is permitted.
Democratic Judiciary Co-Chairs John Vines in the House and Robert Thompson in the Senate agree the idea of open carry was never understood as the intent of the bill. But Senator Thompson also thinks differently about the issue now.
I have to say, in reading the act, it's not completely clear. And until there's a judicial interpretation of it, it's really sort of a question mark.
The original belief the bill did not pertain to open carry regulations is shared by nearly all members of the Judiciary Committees. However, Senator Gary Stubblefield and Representative Bob Ballinger are two exceptions. Stubblefield told KUAR it was confusing to see the bill come up after a straightforward open carry bill had failed, but he says he understood it as a backdoor way to pass open carry legislation. Ballinger says he knew the bill dealt with significant gun issues, but it took him a while to determine if it legalized open carry.
I don't know if I knew it before the final vote on the floor, but I knew it before it was out and signed by the governor.
Republican Jake Files, the main Senate co-sponsor of the bill, says the language does suggest to him prosecutors would have to prove someone carrying a weapon had an unlawful intent in doing so. Yet he maintains open carry was not the intent as understood at the time.
You know, there's 135 different people that probably had different intentions. I don't think the intent was for there to be open carry, because I think that would have received a lot more attention and been a whole different debate.
Files pointed out both state police and the Attorney General's office vetted the bill and concluded it only made technical corrections addressing carrying firearms while traveling. This is known as the journey provision. This sentiment has been echoed by the governor's office, but Files, like a growing chorus of electoral candidates, including Republican gubernatorial candidates Asa Hutchinson and Curtis Coleman, now say it seems like it does allow for open carry.
It puts the presumption of somebody committing a crime, it takes that away. In that regard, I think it does open itself up to open carry.
Nicholas Staley with Arkansas Carry says the main architect of the bill, Denny Altus, who did not return our phone calls, made it clear in a floor speech that open carry would be legal.
He makes mention of the change to the intent part of the law.
In Altus's brief remarks, he said the language to make the carrying of a weapon illegal, only if the intent is unlawful, was suggested by Representative Douglas House. This language has been championed by those claiming open carry is now legal, but the man behind that language says that was never the intent and agrees with the Attorney General. Several other lawmakers have also consistently interpreted the bill in this way. Representative Nate Steele.
I say that as someone who actually voted for an open carry bill also, Representative Sue Scott's bill that allowed for qualified open carry outside of incorporated areas. I don't have a major problem with some of that legislation, but I don't believe that's what this bill is.
Referring to open carry, House said bluntly, no, it's not legal. But what he does say is the bill's main focus is to allow Arkansans to have weapons in their vehicles while traveling without concerns for violating the law. Currently, the divide on the intent of the law is being played out on the hips of members of the gun rights group Arkansas Carry. They've marched in three cities with guns on display and have plans to keep pushing their interpretations. And while the enforcement and meaning of laws is supposed to be uniform across the state and practiced, that hasn't been the case with this one. But the one thing the majority of lawmakers do seem to agree on is that the law should be revisited and clarified. Senator John Woods.
I would be more in favor of a follow-up bill next session that just addressed it head-on.
Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.